You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
The UCU have called an 8-day strike for the end of November and the beginning of December. So this isn't the first lecturer strike in recent history. Some of you may remember the lecturer strikes from 2018, and it began on the 22nd of February 2018, after the UCU in January balloted for strikes at 61 universities. They lasted for 14 days back then, and by the 28th of March, 126,000 students had signed petitions calling for a refund of their fees. So why are they striking? Changes announced last year to the pension scheme that UCU members are still not happy with, as well as payment to support staff as well. So what is the University of Nottingham SU saying? They're saying that Students Union has given no official statement yet, as officers are currently in a meeting to decide what the stance of the union will be. They're going to put it to the council and base their statement on the opinion of the student body. The University of Nottingham has separately given us a statement about the strikes, and this is it here.
We are disappointed at the potential for national industrial action at Nottingham alongside 60 universities across the country from 25th of November to 4th of December. Our priority is providing education for our students, and during any industrial action, the university will remain open. The majority of teaching will proceed, and we will do everything possible to minimise disruption to teaching and learning. While colleagues in the union will have thought very hard about whether to vote for industrial action, it is particularly disappointing that disruption to our students' education is dependent on the votes of a small proportion of our university community and a minority of pension scheme members. Of the 6,000 staff on our UK campuses, 1,289 UCU members were eligible to vote, and 684 votes were cast. 541 staff at Nottingham voted for industrial action on the USS pension, and 512 staff voted for industrial action on the National Pay Award. Universities UK has worked hard to secure the pension as a defined benefit scheme, avoiding much higher mandatory increases and allowing time for an independent panel to recommend longer-term reforms to the scheme. This has meant asking staff and universities to pay more in a pension contributions, but limited to a further 0.8% for staff, while the university will contribute a further 1.6%. The university continues to support the work of the independent joint expert panel, agreed by UUK and UCU, in securing the pension scheme sustainability for the long term.
Yeah, so that's what the university has had to say about this. The University of Nottingham, 80% of the UCU members here voted for the strikes to the pension scheme, and 75% backs strikes over pay and conditions. So obviously the strikes will affect students here at the University of Nottingham. So earlier today we went out and asked some students what they thought about the strikes, and here's what they said.
The UCU have just announced that there's going to be 8 days of strikes starting on the 25th of November at this university. How do you feel about that?
Very unideal, considering I'm a third year and I've got lectures that I actually need to attend. Is there a reason why the strikes are happening?
It's due to changes to the pension fund.
Again?
Yeah.
Did they not learn their lesson last year when everybody was up and off? A waste of time.
Not really happy, because we've had this when I was in first year already, and we missed a lot of lectures, and it just felt weird not to go into uni. And then sometimes you didn't know which lectures to cancel and which ones wasn't, so sometimes you'd miss lectures that were on.
I mean, it's quite a shock, but if it's for a good cause, then I don't see why not. As long as students can still get support outside of lectures, then solidarity.
But it's quite stressful, really, because it's like the lead up to exams, and it's just not ideal for anybody, really.
It's a good opportunity for the lecturers to get their point across and take some time for that reason.
Yeah. It's really annoying for me personally, because obviously it happened 2 years ago. It disturbed me in first year as well. It was annoying because it came around the time of essay deadlines, and I kind of needed some help from my lecturers and what have you, and they weren't able to provide it because they were on strike. 2 years down the line, I'm in third year now, so obviously stressing about my dissertation, essays as well, and to not have the lecturers there, to not have the lectures available, it's a real pain. And well, by all accounts as well, they're not going to be rescheduled, so it looks like I'm going to have to do a lot of catch up with myself, which is a nightmare.
Yeah, so those are the opinions of some students we spoke to earlier. A lot of them, especially those in third year, mentioned the strikes from 2018, 2 years ago now, and we have two third years on the panel. So I'm going to ask them, like, what was the experience last time around, and do you think it could be as bad again this year?
I might have a different experience than Eleni here, but I study sociology, so of course quite a lot of my lecturers were striking because they believe a lot of changing and rebelling and stuff like that, which is great. And I am actually 100% for the strikes. I realise that sometimes comes across as quite controversial, especially in the strikes kind of within students. Because I think that, of course, if you aren't getting a fair pension, then I would be upset too. And I think people blaming the lecturers for striking for not getting their lectures is a misplaced anger. I feel like the anger should be towards the university for not paying their lecturers enough pension rather than towards lecturers for striking. If that makes sense. I feel like I kind of rambled on a bit, but hopefully you know what I mean. How about you, Amy? How is yours?
I think the strikes were wrong. In my case, all of my lecturers were striking. Basically, I had no lectures, but I did have seminars because there were some professors that they did not feel that they had to strike. But it's the fact that I think it's good, like it's good for them to strike in order to demand their rights. But on the other hand, students may get back and get back their readings and the process in the university, and I don't think that it's good for them. I don't know.
I'm sure you have the same experience as me, that in first year I didn't mind that much because it's first year. And, you know, we're supposed to say that first year is supposed to count, but in the same way it doesn't count. So I wonder if this time around that I'm in third year that I will be a bit more stressed out. And I think it's really interesting that in different cultures, the strikes, different cities, the strikes were more or less popular. So I know that in Bath, I remember Elliot, who was on a few weeks ago, was really, really against the strikes because he said that all of Bath were signing petitions and they should get their money back. Well, actually, I know in Nottingham, a lot of the students were pro-strike, so I think it's really interesting that it's different in different cities.
Yeah, but do you think that people would be supportive of, you know, asking, you know, at least for their money back from the university itself, especially as people are paying, you know, £9,000 a year? I think, you know, I think in some ways it's you'd expect people, and I think it's not like a crazy idea for people to demand, you know, to at least have some of their funds, their fees refunded, because especially, you know, because we're now paying like so much money, and if those services aren't provided, it's, you know, it's problematic for us. And I mean, we can, yeah, support the lecturers in trying to, you know, get pay, and surely it would convince the university to settle this quicker if they realised that, you know, the students were getting angry and they may have to lose some money over this.
True, but I also think it's important to recognise what we're paying for. It's not always directly the lectures and the seminars, especially as somebody who's going to get a BA. You have to realise that quite a lot of the money that you're spending is towards libraries, towards facilities, it's towards other things that aren't directly the lectures, and actually quite a small amount of the money goes towards that, whereas quite a large amount of it goes towards facilities and also kind of internships and services that the uni provides. So actually maybe, I don't know this for sure, and I'm totally just speaking off the top of my head, that actually the money back that we would get isn't as much as we think it will be. It's actually a very small amount that actually goes towards lecturers, because my dad is a university lecturer, and they don't get paid crazy amounts. You know, they're not getting paid 9,000 from each of us. That would be amazing. But I'm not sure the money back would actually be enough for it to matter. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's interesting whether or not people will start demanding this time around, because especially there was a petition, whereas 176,000 people demanded it last time, and especially as the university says that classes and things like that aren't going to be majorly disrupted in their statement. That's what they said. So I think we can all hope that it won't be such bad disruption this time around that it was. Last time around, it is also only 8 days, but it's still a week out of term time.
I'm about to make a terrible, terrible comparison, and I'm really sorry for everyone listening and you guys in the room, but I worry that it's going to become similar to Brexit, that students are just going to start to become bored with it. Originally I was very, very pro strike because I think lecturers should be getting paid and having enough pensions, but I wonder if people who were in a similar boat to me last time will start to be like, okay, this is starting to become a bit silly, I don't want my lecturers to be striking anymore, and start to become anti-strike, similar to Brexit, of just people who might have been voted Remain and now just like, let's get Brexit done, I'm over it. It is a very bad comparison, I'm really sorry, but I worry that that might be where people go towards. What do you guys think? Do you think people will start to feel that way?
Yeah, I think maybe people will start to do that a bit more. I mean, I think it is a controversial point, and I think if it does keep occurring, I mean, again, it depends. Like, it is shorter this time than previously. I wasn't at the university when it happened before, but if it is shorter, perhaps it won't be as controversial this time. It's kind of one of those things you have to just see how people respond, and it's possible that each strike will affect students differently and the majority of students differently, and that might affect where opinions become more vocal in different areas.
Especially it's like the second one in 2 years now, and I think people, like you said, Flora, are going to start getting annoyed by it and just hoping that it will be concluded shortly. So we asked on Twitter whether or not students are supporting these strikes, and so far respondents have been 86% in favour of strikes. So I think you can tell, even though it's only a small sample size, that students at the minute are supporting the strikes and the lecturers in their campaign for better pay. Whether or not that goes down if the strike goes on for a longer period of time remains to be seen. And if you have any thoughts about what's going on or what will be happening in the future, please contact us. We're online on Twitter at URN1350, or you can go to our website, www.urn1350.net, and you can send us a message there.